Alaska Shield. 2012 began with a powerful winter storm, resulting in 100-mile-an-hour winds in Unalaska, avalanches in Juneau, and plummeting temperatures elsewhere. The storm was so mighty that city water lines froze, natural gas was disrupted, power lines were down, roads were closed, trains derailed, and fires erupted. Anchorage, Matsu, the Kenai, and Fairbanks residents were without heat and water. Kodiak lost communication. In the capital city, the scenario was snow, sliding off mountains. CBJ Emergency Program Manager Tom Matisse and public safety responders practice for the real thing quite often.
The Juneau scenario is actually a large-scale avalanche, which comes down and completely crosses Egan Drive.
Just a week before Alaska Shield's scenario, though on a much smaller scale, a real avalanche closed Juneau's Thane Road, and there were numerous avalanche paths sliding in the mountains around town.
Even if we had had a large-scale event, the boots on the ground that are going to be out there saving lives, they already know what's going on.
Each community adapted the Alaska Shield scenario to fit what it needed to test. In Juneau, for example, Matisse brought together Emergency Operations Center staff who would be commanding the boots on the ground. John Madden is Alaska Emergency Management Director.
We're trying to build up our ability to perform the mission wherever it happens when the real event happens.
Seems as though we've sort of had real events all winter.
I started out with this overarching scenario about a year and a half ago, and I think I predicted far too accurately. We had the Prince William Sound storms. We had the adventure with the Coast Guard icebreaker going up to Nome and all the extreme cold we had throughout most of the state. I may stop predicting.
The scenario was so real that Cordova and Valdez decided not to participate in Alaska Shield 2012. They're still dealing with the impact of hundreds of inches of snow in early January. Madden says Alaska Shield was preparing emergency responders for the right things.
Oddly enough, we did tsunami workshops and evacuations just a few months before the Japanese tragedy. We had something set up for December simulating a widespread Bering Sea storm, which hit in November.
As Alaska Shield's bad weather struck early last week, suddenly there was need for statewide warnings, emergency management, shelters for large numbers of people, medical care, and utility repairs. And in each community, the University of Alaska has a presence. Rick Forkel is UA Emergency Management Director.
Those of us at the campus would be dealing with the issues of student housing units and people and sheltering them temporarily anyway, and having the ability to assess what the impact's going to be of all of our buildings being without power for who knows how long.
The Alaska Shield exercises bring together everyone under the state's Emergency Operations Center. The 2012 drill is leading up to Alaska Shield 2014. That's the 50th anniversary of Alaska's great earthquake and tsunami, when there were catastrophic failures in multiple communities that required statewide response. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.